Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with health insurance premiums. They're going to rise. Explain.
Yes, health insurance premiums will increase by about 8.6% next year for New Yorkers who purchase their coverage through the individual market. But the state agency that approved the increase wants consumers to know it could have been much worse. Insurance companies had requested an average individual rate hike of 24% next year, about half of which they attributed to the impending federal repeal of the individual mandate. That was the unpopular provision of Obamacare that required consumers to purchase insurance or pay a penalty. Governor Andrew Cuomo came out hard last week against those insurers, accusing them of exploiting the uncertainty around the future of the Affordable Care Act in order to justify these large premium hikes. Those hikes would price consumers out of the market and cause it to become even more unstable, an outcome that he claimed Republicans currently in charge were hoping to manufacture to undermine the Affordable Health Care Program. In response, the governor directed the State Department of Financial Services, which approves annual insurance rates, to reject any increase attributed to the repeal. And on Friday, it did just that, slashing the rate requests in the market by about 64%. So while they will go up almost 9%, it could have been a lot worse, the governor wants you to know.
The Albany Bishop, Edward Scharfenberger, wants us to know his opinion on who should investigate abuse probes among the clergy.
Our story today by Rob Brill comes after the allegations that a very prominent Roman Catholic cleric, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, had sexually abused minors and adult seminarians for decades. A few weeks ago, Pope Francis removed McCarrick from the ministry and ordered him to live a life of prayer and penance in seclusion. And now Albany's bishop, Edward Scharfenberger, says a commission of Catholic lay people is needed to investigate his brother bishops. Scharfenberger's call goes a significant step further than one made by Cardinal Donald Wuerl. He succeeded McCarrick in the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. back in 2006, and he suggested that the U.S. Conference of Bishops create a panel to look into allegations of sexual misconduct by brother bishops in their national organization. But in a four-paragraph statement posted on the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese website Monday, Scharfenberger went further. He said, "Bishops alone investigating bishops is not the answer. To have credibility, a panel would have to be separated from any source of power whose trustworthiness might potentially be compromised." Scharfenberger said a panel of lay people with deep understanding of the Catholic faith should investigate the broader scandal of sexual abuse by church clergy. Scharfenberger, who became bishop of the Albany Diocese in 2014, is a canon lawyer. He graduated from Fordham Law School and is a member of the New York State Bar Association, and he was a member of the Brooklyn Diocese's Review Board of Sexual Abuse of Minors.
Finally, Mike, there's this Home Depot case. This involves a man named Maurice Rucker and how he confronted a customer over alleged racism.
Yes, Rucker, back in July, was fired by Home Depot after he confronted a customer who attacked him with racial slurs. And now Rucker has filed a civil rights complaint against the local big box store and the chain. He filed his claim with the State Division of Human Rights on Monday, alleging the company discriminated against him under the state's human rights laws and the U.S. Civil Rights Act. Rucker, who is black, was working in the garden center at the Central Avenue Home Depot in Albany on July 12th when a white customer leveled insults and epithets at him. The customer has never been identified. Rucker claimed in the complaint that he had the right under the federal civil rights law to verbally defend himself against the slurs and that a white employee would not have been fired for the same actions. Rucker's complaint asks for the Division of Human Rights and the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission to award him back pay, attorney's fees, and award damages for his pain and suffering. According to Rucker, the man brought a dog into the store and told the man to put the dog on a leash, which is a store rule. The man then became irate and told Rucker he wouldn't have a job if not for President Donald Trump, and then called President Barack Obama a Muslim who didn't know what he was doing, and he also hurled a variety of curse words at Rucker. 5 days later, Home Depot fired Rucker, saying he did not follow protocol in handling the situation. Rucker had worked there for 10 years, and he had developed workshops for children at the store. The store eventually reversed its decision after an intense backlash. Rucker declined to take his job back and is now working with the Albany County Probation Department.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For these and more stories, head to timesunion.com or listen for more at wamc.org. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.